No, I won't.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hi, this is
yes.
Mrs. Williams. Good evening.
Good evening. This is Mrs. Williams.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Must be rushing in for my evening service. You want me to read, Loretta?
Yes. Do you know where we left off at?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is that Reverend and Mrs. Allen?
Yes, Mrs. Allen.
Mrs. Allen?
Yes.
Okay. Good evening. Is that Mother and Mr. Varner?
Yes.
Welcome.
All right.
Hello, is that Brian?
Yeah.
Hey, who are you with?
Hubert.
All right, welcome, guys. Loretta, we should stop at 4:15. Loretta.
I'm checking, sweetie. I'm sorry.
Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Hi there.
Hello, how are you all?
We're good, good.
We're good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have 14:17 is where we stopped.
Go ahead and continue until we have more callers. Reading from Genesis 15. Was that right?
Actually, I have 14:17, and all.
I'll start with 14:17.
Yes.
In Genesis?
Yes.
Okay. After Abraham returned from defeating with him, Cain of Sodom came out to meet him in the valley of that is, Cain's valley.
Oh, maybe we did read all of it, Angela. We did. I'm sorry, we're in Genesis 15.
With Abram. This is 15.
Yes.
After this, The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer or Damascus? And Abram said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. He also said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to take possession of. Abram said, O sovereign Lord, how can I know that I will gain possession of it? So the Lord said to him, bring me a heifer, a goat, and a ram, each 3 years old, along with a dove and a young pigeon. Abram brought all these to him, cut them in two, and arranged the halves opposite each other. The birds, however, he did not cut in half. Then birds of prey came down on the carcass, but Abram threw them away.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Callers, do we
want to
go ahead and start?
Okay, yes, we'll go ahead and start. Let's do a roll call before we get started. If I miss one, please let me know. I have Daniel, Angela, Miss Williams, Miss Allen, Loretta, Mom, Daddy Werner, Brian, Hubert, and Auntie Carrie. Did I miss anyone? Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Angela, take over.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Session. Please bow your head as we pray. We plead the blood of Jesus over these airways as we gather together on this blessed day to give God honor and to pray his name. To worship him I live, to worship him I live. Surrender every part of your life to him, you open the door to a richer relationship with Christ. Amen?
Amen. 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 Amen.
Okay, today's session is an open session, allowing each of us, family and friends, to share our personal and chosen words of God with everyone. You're not to speak today. Just say pass when we get to your name. So I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Okay. We're going to do the reading out of Matthew 19:26. Daddy Werner, can you lead us out with that, please?
Yes. Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus
just looked at them and said,
"With man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible.
Are impossible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Daddy Verner. Okay, as Angela stated, we're going to go down the list. If you have something to share, please do so. All right, Dad, do you have any good news you want to share with the group tonight? Daniel, are you still there? Okay, I'll come back to him. Miss Williams, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Okay, the good news I have to share tonight is taken from my book of prayers. Can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. The question is, why pray? Praying to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ, using God's holy word in prayer, is the most powerful thing we can do for ourselves and others. Part of prayer is the will of our Heavenly Father. Part of that will is simply coming to Him. He desires us, as His dear children, to know Him. He desires your love, your attention, your fellowship, more than just being related to Him through Jesus. He also desires a time of communion, an intimate time of personal exchange and involvement, and finally a release of His will and manifest presence in the earth through prayer. As you pray for your needs and the needs of others, you are actually becoming prayer warriors and intercessor, just as Jesus was in the day He was here on earth. The most powerful weapon we have are the name of Jesus Christ and God's holy word against Satan and his foul, wicked demons. No power of darkness can stand against the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ through the blood of Jesus. That is why we should, one of the reasons, the most important reason why we should pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Miss Williams. Daniel, you have anything you want to share with the group tonight? I keep losing him. Mom, anything you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to read the message in Jeremiah 29:11, and it said, "Trusting and obey." And I'm reading out of standing on the promise of God. It said, "We are all accustomed to promise. We are also accustomed of witness promise made and promise broken. Anyone who has lived for a number of years should certainly never say he or she have kept every promise made. There are many reasons why this is true. Sometimes we forget, sometimes we are neglect, or even sometimes we may be due to circumstance beyond our control. A promise is of no more value than is the ability of the one who make it to carry it through. Our God is able to carry through on all promise made. For I know that the thought that I think toward you, saith the Lord, through the peace and not of evil, to give you an expectation in. God revealed his intent toward the remnant, root in his grace and faithfulness to the covenant. Jeremiah had some bad news in verse 10 for the people. They would spend 70 years in captivity in Babylon. The good news was that God would bring his people home in the end. He had planned for them, planned to prosper and not harm them, planned to give them hope and a future, yet another precious promise of God. Sometimes God promised take a long time to come to pass. It is important to remember that a future filled with hope and blessing doesn't just happen automatically. There are things we need to do as we wait. We need to seek God with all our heart and pray about our future. Certainly, we need to be diligent to obey God. Every step of obedience taken today will take us into the future. God has planned for us, whether you turn to the right or to the left. Your ears will hear a voice. Whether you hear your voice behind your singing, this is the way. Walk in it. The Holy Spirit is God guided, guaranteed to you that you will help, that it will help you do what you need to do and bring to pass everything that you had promised. Every time you seek God and obey him, every time you pray and listen for his voice, you are investing in your future. God promised for you. Amen.
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 Okay, thank you for that, Mom. Next I have Hubert. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I'd like to come to you all from the book of Psalms. And I'd like to apologize for missing the last meeting. God, may God have mercy upon us. No excuses is necessary. Freak out. Psalms 97. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of our be glad thereof. Cloud and darkness are all about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightning illuminates the world. He lightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heaven declared his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven image, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad. The daughter of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivered them out of the hands of the wicked. Light is shown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the strength and the remembrance of his holiness. May the Lord have the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be set to be in his sight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Okay, next I'll go to Angela. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Sure, but before I do, we have And Joan, would you like to be announced? Or are you just a listener? Okay, we may. We'll go on. I was going to say, give me a second. I apologize. I lost my place.
What's she doing?
Okay, I just want to read a little excerpt that says, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me when my way is rough and steep. He comforts me when my heart is broken and I weep. Jesus loves me when problems overwhelm my soul. He holds me close when life's difficulties take their toll. Jesus loves me when grief and loss are heavy on my heart. He gives me strength when my world is falling apart. Jesus loves me when I'm hurting and nothing seems right. He cares for me when I worry and I can't sleep at night. Jesus loves me, and from my heartache, I'll be free when he takes me home to heaven for all eternity.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Let's see here. Auntie Carrie, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading from Ezekiel 34:15. I will feed my flock. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord God. Oh, shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. These words count for much more than a pious rumor. Let the truth of it steep into your recess of your soul. I faced the jaw of sin and hell for you. I felt the fang of death to pull you free. The shepherd died for every wandering foolish sheep. Now I will do even more. I will quench your thirst with the water of life. I will quell your hunger with the bread of life. Even in death's dark shadow, I am forever be your good shepherd. May the God, thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie.
Amen.
Okay. Let's see. I'll come to you next from the word for you today. And the title is The God of All Comfort. And God will bring you through. God can bring you through a situation that you think you won't survive or feel you'll be stuck in forever. He can make you comfortable in the most uncomfortable places and give you peace in the midst of trauma. Before your life is over, you'll live, love, and experience loss. Losing some things will actually help you to appreciate the things you still have. It's the taste of failure that makes success sweet. You'll live each day not knowing what tomorrow holds, but confident that God has your tomorrow all planned out. They're not in the hands of your boss. They're not in the hands of your banker. They're not in the hands of your mate or anyone else, nor are they in the hands of your own to manipulate and to control. No, all of your tomorrows are in God's hands. Just because you don't recognize the path you're on doesn't mean that God is not leading you. He promised, I will lead them in the path they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things I will do for them and not forsake them. So get to know God. You'll need him, and he'll be there for you. He'll be there when everybody and everything else has failed you. He will be there for you in the dark places. For weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. However long the night, Morning always come, and with it his joy. As you look back, you'll realize that his grace protects you, provides for you, secure you, calm you, and comfort you, and brought you through. Times and seasons change, but God always the same. He is your comfort. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next I have Brian. Anything you want to share with the group tonight? Okay. Daniel, do you want to share anything with the group tonight? Okay, Daniel, I'm going to take that as a pass. Miss Allen.
A pass.
And next I have Daddy Verner. Amen.
Okay, I'll be reading from Day to Praise from the Bible.
Amen.
And then our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. Psalm 126:2. The young people all seem to think you had to get drunk to have a good time. Steve and Dan were out to teach them otherwise. One of the high priorities in that youth ministry was to show teenagers that Christians could have even more fun than Christians. They entered the lives of the young people, bringing them laughter, joy, and a message of good news. Soon, both Christian and non-Christian rang out with the duo. So I hung out with the duo. All the kids wanted to be part of the experience. Too often when we present only a sober, quiet side of faith without expressing the joy, the result is not always so attractive. Christians have gained the reputation of not being too much fun, and nothing should be further from the truth. Being a Christian is the most joy-filled and lively experience we can have. Others need to see that life, the happiness, laughter, and singing of being a Christian, so the whole world might know. And we got a little prayer go with it. The prayer, never let me forget the intent, joy that accomplish being a Christian. Tell my tears to the Lord, my sorrow to dancing, and let my pride, and let me spread my delight to everyone. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, Daniel, I hear your voice now. Do you have anything you want to share with the group tonight? The communication with him is not two-way. Okay, do we have anyone else want to share something with the group tonight? Okay, we're going to go right into our sick and shut-in. But before I pray for the sick and shut-in, I would like for us. I'm sorry?
I would like for us to show respect for Miss Birdsong. She left our earth one day last week, and Miss Birdsong was added to our sick and shut-in list about 3 months ago, stricken with cancer. She was an acquaintance and a co-worker of my mom, Meosia. May God have mercy on her, and may God give the one she left behind the strength to make it through this storm. Also for Miss Trudine and family, if we would have just a moment of silence, please. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. May everyone continue to bow their head for the sick and shut-in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, right now we call on Jehovah Rapha for continually healing Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Maxine Johnson, Miss Wanda, Jeremiah Dawson, Dominique Hayes, Quentin Chavez, Miss Walters and family, Miss Rossiter and family, Eddie Tipman, Tony, Bearer, Malachi, and DeMarcus, Jordan and Rako family, Vicki Husband, Valerie Crockett, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary and Vesta Lowe, Marianne Dot Charles and Daniel Z, Carlos and the Wells family, Michael Moody, Janet Williams. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We ask that you remove the spirit of illness and replace it with the spirit of healing. Father God, we ask that they rise up and believe and trust in your word. Allow the Holy Spirit to manifest in them, through them, and with them. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, next we have birthdays for the week of the 21st through the, what I have, the 28th?
Yes.
Not today. I think you called it last week.
I'm sorry, through the 27th. Dot is today?
Yes.
Walter Williams, the 24th.
Walter?
Williams, the 24th.
10/24. Okay, any other birthdays?
Loretta, we had Nick on the 22nd.
Nick?
Yes.
Okay, and I actually have Brian sing the birthday song for us. Brian, will you do us an honor?
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
And many, many more. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that, Brian. Okay. Next we have praise and testimony. Anyone has a praise report or a testimony to share?
Yes, Loretta, I do. I would like to let everyone know the mission that God had put me on when I met him back in 1980. I finally got it complete last week. The Lord fulfilled that whole vision unto me that when I was asked to walk with Jesus, and he gave me all the clues that I needed, and I revealed where he was sending me. I see that my work now, I would like to say, will be for the people that are making the transition into their eternal house. I think that would be most of my goals toward God as in fulfillment and ministering to the youth to try to stop the violence among our peoples. You know, that is very disturbing. Now, I also would like to add Ms. Tamala Haynes on to the sick list. She'll be having surgery on tomorrow. I'd like to ask to
family of God, Elohim, to enter her into your own prayers this week that she will have successful surgery. And I'm glad that you all made it well without us participating last week. Once again, I made it all honor and praise due to my God, and may you have mercy upon us all. Thank you, and y'all have nothing to pause for that. Shabbat.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Anyone else have a praise report or a testimony to share?
I would like to give praise to the Lord. My son-in-law, Michael Moody, came home today from surgery after 5 days.
Amen, amen.
So much for your prayers. Amen.
Okay, I would like to share. Several months now, I've been praying on things to work smoothly at my job, and it was never the right time to approach the situation, but I continued to pray. I stayed in prayer, and I prepared a whole speech, and I have to say that God humbled that person that only got maybe half of the speech out. I did not have to share the whole thing that I wanted to get out. Everything worked out fine. But I just have to say that prayer works, and just keep on praying. God is working in the background for you. He's working behind the scenes, and you just never know. But I just had to share that he saved me a lot of words. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay, all right. Next we have song and poems. Anyone have either one to share with the group tonight?
I want to read my song, one of my songs, Lord of the Dance.
Amen.
Hello.
Okay, I dance in the morning when the world begins, and I dance in the moon. I'm dancing the moon and the stars and the sun. And I dance, and I came down from heaven, and I danced on earth. At Bethlehem, I had my birth. I danced for the scribes and the Pharisees, that they would not dance and they would not follow me. I danced for the fishermen, for James and John. They came to me, and the dance went on. I danced on the Sabbath when I crushed the lamb. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and they hung me high, and they left me there on the cross to die. I danced on a Friday, and the day and the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body, and they thought I was gone, but I am the dance, and I still go on. They cut me down, and I leaped up high. I am the life that'll never, never die. I live in you. If you live in me, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. Then, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I leave you all, wherever you may be. I leave you all in the dance, says he. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I got enough poems I want to read on.
Okay, go ahead.
The name of it is This Song I Love. The beautiful song deep down in my soul serenade me night and day. Sent by the one that made me whole, and the one to whom I pray. It's such a soul and tender song. My heart can't help but sang along. Oh, what a lovely raspberry. I can, I don't know that word, but I said raspberry. This song of love he gives me. This song of joy deep down inside give me cause for love that I can't hide. It is such a perfect Odessa. The Lord composed it just for me. Now, I'd like for everyone to know that the play, he played the magic in my soul and in my heart. He left his song so everyone could sing along. If you will give me, if you will give Lord your soul, his love will set you free. Then the song he will give your heart to sing will be a perfect melody. Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you for that. Thank you for your poem, Mom, and thank you for your poem, Daddy Verner. Anyone else have song or poem to, that they would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, if I may, I would like to share a part of two songs, a little bit of both of them. The first one is, it's going to take you back into the old spirituals. I feel like we at the foundation of the Mellon family, the Lewis family, we got a big family. Can I just leave it like that? For praise and thanks, we always need to engage with thanksgiving and praise. Make a choice for the Lord. I am waiting. Yes, I'm waiting for my child to come. I have been waiting and waiting for my child to come. I keep searching and searching until I have found them, Lord, cause no one lives here anymore. As I've been to two, I like to say, right, they are somewhere around God's throne. Above, they are somewhere around God's throne. In love, I'll be searching and searching until I have found him. Lord, for you know, no, I can't live here anymore. So I went to the house where I used to live. The grass had grown up and covered the door. Someone from across the street said, whom do you see? Lord knows that no one lives there anymore. So I went to the church house where I used to go. The preacher was still there, and he met me at your door. He said, I know who you are, and I know who you've been looking for. But they don't come here anymore. And all of God together saying, they are somewhere
around God's throne. Above, there somewhere around God's throne. In love, we keep searching and searching until we have found him. Only the Lord knows we can't live here anymore. Bless you, Allah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Next I have Angela. At this time, would you like to give out your parts for the group next week?
Yes, thank you. There's only three people in our group, so what I've decided to do is to assign two parts to each person. Daniel, if you could take Psalms and Acts. And Pops, Turner, if you can take both the Johns. And Miss Williams, Micaiah, and First John.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody okay with that?
All right. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Okay. Next, I have the Serenity Prayer, and I have Miss Williams. Nope. I have Miss Allen that will lead us in the Serenity Prayer.
I have my paper with me. My paper's with me.
You want me to pass it on to someone else?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, no problem. Mom, can you lead us out with the Serenity Prayer, please?
Yes. Okay. You ready? God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity
to accept the thing.
That
mm-hmm.
I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The thing that I can change.
The thing that
the
I can change.
The thing that I can change.
And the wisdom.
And
the wisdom.
To know the
difference.
Know the difference.
Amen.
Okay, that leads us right into our closing, which is Psalms 23. Can I get a volunteer for that, please?
Yes.
Was that you, Hubert?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Okay.
Everyone bow their head, please.
Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Okay, is there anything anyone else would like to share before I pass it on to Angela to close us out? Okay, Angela, you have the floor.
This concludes our program for today. The Nellis family would like to take the time to thank you for participating and or listening. We don't take your attendance for granted because without you, it is impossible to spread God's words of faith and the love for Jesus our Lord. God has said, "Be holy, for I am holy." Your journey to fulfill his call begins with two words you'll never regret. Yes, Lord. Thank you. And that concludes the Nellis Family Prayer Session.
Good night, everyone. We love you.
Love you.
God bless you. Week.
Good night, everybody. Love everybody.
Shalom, shalom.
Have a blessed week. There you go.
Thank you. That concludes the Nellums Family Prayer Session. God bless you and good night.